Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, sitting in with Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
It's you.
It's so the funny. One and only. Sorry, folks. We're always laughing when we come back from break. I wish you guys could hear what we do off.
No.
We're all picking on one
another.
It's great.
It's fun stuff.
It's good stuff.
Fun stuff. So just real quick.
Sure.
Give you guys kind of a schedule update because we will be on Thursday next week, yep. Which is the 17th.
Yep.
And then the following 2 weeks we'll be on Wednesday evenings from 8 to 9 because obviously –
Christmas?
Yeah, you got Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And so anyway, the 23rd and the 30th.
Okay.
Those are Wednesdays.
Okay.
Those are, and we'll be on from 8 to 9 with the forecast, most Southwest.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So,
we get busy. Good. I mean, it's coming up on Christmas.
Yeah.
Phone's going to start ringing. I mean, you know.
And then sometime in January, because shockingly, the Jaguars did not make the playoffs.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
We will go back to 7 o'clock on Thursday evenings.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah. So.
The 8 to 9 is fine, but when you get rolling every day, it's tough to get home.
The 8 to 9 is fine until time changes.
Right.
And that's when it's like, damn, dude, I feel like I should be in bed.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
By 8 o'clock now, it's been pitch black for at least 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's my point. You're just like,
oh,
okay,
it's scary. I got to keep moving and keep. If not, my little happy self finds myself sleeping by 7:30. I feel like I'm 80 years old. I fall asleep.
Don't tell me what you look like.
Huh?
I'm not going to tell you what you look like. Yeah.
No. Ask Mike Hogan.
Oh yeah. So, exactly. Hey, I know. You and I haven't done much fishing this week,
and I'll
tell you today, I was dying, man. I was like, God,
dude,
what
no
a
bugs.
Day to be on
I,
the
I know,
water!
I know.
Holy crap,
there's
man!
A couple
I was
of
like,
them fish today, and I texting back and forth, asking.
And they
what
had
was going
great
on.
Days too, man.
And well, I saw it from just going over the bridge the last couple of days. But what first comes to my mind is, here we are, wintertime. Oh my gosh, I could look up at the bridge and I could see all the runouts on a dead high water and look down and go, damn, that water's clean.
Yeah, I know.
And it's gotten clean and it's gotten pretty.
Yeah, I went. I had to go downtown today myself and drove by.
I mean, like 312 area, which normally is,
yeah.
You know, and you could see where the deep slough is that comes out from our couple runouts that we like to fish. It's like, man, that water's gorgeous. 63 degrees.
It's pretty.
And what I heard.
It's when you get weather like this time of year, it may be just about as good as it gets, man. I mean, I had a couple phone calls yesterday wanting me to go offshore today with them. And I still have so much to do that because I've basically been gone for 6 weeks. I came back to do the shows, you know, and then turned around and went back to the woods. Yep. My honeydew list has been quite extensive.
Yes.
This week, and today was no exception.
Yep.
Which is fine.
Yep.
Which is fine. But I really wanted to fish today. I really did. I mean,
today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
And Saturday.
Yeah.
Looks absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I fish next day. I fish is Saturday.
I think call for what, 78? High 78 on Saturday?
I am so much looking forward. I can't wait. I just hope the bugs lay back.
Take plenty of lotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm kind of excited about Saturday. But, yeah, just wasn't one of those weeks.
No.
I've been just playing catch up.
It's
working on the boat.
It's always a slow time of year for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just is. I mean, we fish.
I truly don't have a winter crowd. I don't have a winter. I don't have like a winter following like some other charter captains do.
No, I don't either.
I don't have it. They know that.
Yeah, you know, I don't either.
Because I've really, I don't like to freeze.
Yep.
So I'm out on cold mornings.
No. I honestly, I've got. I'll get a smattering of calls here and there, especially during Thanksgiving and during Christmas. But
I'll tell you though, Kevin, I'm just saying that. Talking to the wide array of people, charter captains that we talk to on somewhat of a daily basis, there's still a big question mark out there. What's going to happen for Christmas? On who's coming down and what they're all going to do because of COVID.
Oh! You're not going to have you're not going to have near the
tourism.
No, that's
what I'm just saying. But even extended family and stuff for us. I mean, they're just going, man.
Oh, I know.
If we come down, we gotta come back and be dormant for 2 weeks.
I know.
Sorry.
I went through that with my guys from New York.
Mm-hmm.
That come down every year and tarpon fish with me 2 days in a row. And they were booked and they felt terrible. They called me a month before and they're like, oh my God, we're I'm like, guys, it's okay. I can book those. But just like you said, they took 2 weeks off of for their vacation to come down, fish, travel, this, that, and the other. Well, hell, then when they went home, they had to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. And they're like, we just can't do that.
And everybody's kind of just trying to recover from what we had to go through, back in April and May, March and April, or whatever, and not a lot.
What
I'm saying.
Well,
locals
locals
are going to keep us going right now. I don't really feel as though it's going to be people from our out of town.
Well,
people.
Me personally, 98% of my business is local anyway.
No, I agree.
I don't do much out of town business at all.
No, I just have my families from like the Carolinas.
I'm considering them.
You're locals. I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
If they fish with you more than two or three times a year, they're
right. You'll get, look, I don't have a website.
I don't have a
Facebook. And the people from out of town don't know who the hell I am.
No, I know. And I don't keep up with mine. I got one, but I don't.
You know what I mean? So all the charter captains, the guys that are much younger than me and are very good on social media, this, that, and the other. Yeah. God bless them.
Yep.
But that's not
me.
That's not who I am.
Nope.
And I mean, no Twitter account.
Nope.
People are always like, hey, you
just do
but,
something
you know,
on
no.
Instagram. I said, what the hell is Instagram?
I got to create accounts for y'all. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
And then they started talking about that Twitter. I said, you mean Twizzlers? Those little the licorice bars? No, dummy.
Oh,
Twitter.
Man.
I don't know what the hell that is either.
All right, so real quick, we'll do this again, but I got to read this forecast for tonight. Southeast,
nice.
5 knots.
Yeah.
1 to 2. Tomorrow, southwest, 5 knots. 1 to 2. Saturday, west winds, 5 knots. Holy crud.
Days going on.
Yeah, 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Sunday, southwest, 5 knots. 1 to 2. Oh, my goodness. And really, they're not calling for much northeast until Tuesday.
Yep, we got a front coming through Monday night.
Yep, and they're only calling 10 to 15 out of the northeast end, so it's not like it's going to be anything crazy.
But you know what's really nice?
Wow.
If we can ask our good buddy Jeff Stamm, because by the way, thank you, Jeff, that mutton snapper and that gray grouper was off the charts.
Unbelievable.
You fed literally my entire family. I split it up with all my kids and my mother-in-law and father-in-law, my parents.
He's got a 10-hour charter tomorrow.
Oh, he does? Damn. He's probably getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, he's not listening.
He ain't listening tonight.
Yeah.
Wow, good
but
for
what
him.
But what a day he's going to have.
Are you kidding me?
He might spend 10 hours after that cleaning fish.
Mm-hmm. We might have to get a phone call on that one. Can you help me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looking forward to that one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be really curious. I haven't talked to any of my guys who went offshore today.
I ain't talking. No, I ain't.
Because,
I mean, no.
I know my neighbors across the street and Johnny Cassara. I mean.
Johnny Roach.
They all. Jeff, Stamp.
Is it Stamp?
Laugh out loud. Yeah.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah. I know those guys all went offshore today.
Tell them that mutton snapper are the most terrible things in the world to eat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'll take another one. Can I put my order in now? Oh, it was incredible. But
yeah.
Anyhow.
So, great weekend to go, man.
Woof. That weather forecast has been, that's the finest 4 days I've seen in 4 months.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
For being 4 days in a row, ain't seen that since July.
We didn't see that in July.
Well, hell yeah, we probably didn't see that in July now, did we?
Yeah, if you think
God,
about it.
God, there was many days a week. Yeah, wow. Wow. Yeah, you're right. Incredible 4 days. I mean,
yep.
if you're going to play hooky and play sick, you know.
Well, Saturday's looking
Saturday,
Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday's yep. there, but
yep.
still.
Yep.
Without
so,
the traffic.
Want to go bottom fishing?
Oof, it's on fire right now.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Man, the pictures I've seen with everybody with the trigger fish and everything, and they're huge.
Yep.
I mean, big old stop signs.
Yep. All right, let's take a break, and obviously we'll have Captain Leon Dana when we come back. But I want to talk about a little bit more in detail. If we were going offshore tomorrow or Saturday, would we stop somewhere and jig baits? Would we?
Damn, that's just asking me that question in July. When do you bring your kingfish poles, your tarpon rods, and your cobia rods?
Yes, exactly.
That's going to be a hard question to answer.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get in a little more detail about what we would bring.
Okay.
If we were going bottom fishing, or just going offshore.
We're going
fishing.
Offshore.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we might want to put something out for a flatline too.
There's a lot of mahis out there right now that were swimming up the boats.
641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Girl Fishing Forecast. We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Hey, don't forget now, Tire Outlet, when you think about them, you're thinking truck tires, this, that, and the other, but all your trailer tires.
Uh-huh.
Everything. Four-wheeler tires. But
boat trailer
boat
tires.
Boat trailers, yeah. Yep. They're good,
sure
good
they
people.
I'm sure they could probably find them for
you. Good people. All right, let's bring Captain Leon Dana up, but I want to just real quick, because Leon can chime in on this conversation. Leon, so we're going bottom fishing tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Wait a minute.
Where are we going? How far are we going? What are we going to do for bait? And what rods are we taking, Scott?
Okay. Well, I mean, are we just going bottom fishing?
Well, yeah, well, that's what you do this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, they're starting to catch the wahoos. They're starting to catch the tunas.
Wahoo
mahis are
been,
all over the place.
Yeah, it's not all over the place, but I mean, there's a few.
Enough mahis. I mean, I'm just telling you, which is scary for this time of year. It's
yeah.
just weird. But if you're asking me.
I'm asking you.
Brown clowns.
The heck with the live bait, I'm just steaming straight on out.
Wow. See, not me.
I'm not going to stop short.
If I can spend 30 minutes to catch a live well full of live baits.
They don't need them. You don't need them. You're going to catch your grunts. You're going to do all that out there. They don't know what a cigar minnow is.
Ooh,
in 180 foot.
Okay.
I'm just telling
you. Okay, all right. Now, I bet you Jeff Stamm would, Captain Jeff Stamm, as a matter of fact, would disagree.
Yeah, but where is he going to stop? When you're running a 12-hour trip, you're leaving the dock and it's 5:30. So you can be back by 6. Cigar minnows and stuff don't get up until daylight.
Okay.
Just like a pogie. I mean, I'm just saying, right?
No, I totally disagree with
really?
You. I mean, at the crack of dawn, you can find them on your bottom recorder or catch them on Sabiki rig all day.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm just saying. You're
not going to waste time. You're going straight out.
Because if I'm
going
to...
How far are you going?
I'm going out to 180 foot.
All right.
And when I get out there, it's going to be cracking daylight.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw over the high speeds, and I'm going to roll for about 2 hours. And I'm going to try to catch wahoos and tunas.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And then by 10:30, pull that
gear up. After you're bored, you haven't caught anything.
Yeah, 2 hours of it. I'm going to pull the gear in.
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, everybody, the biggest bottom bite has been in that 150 to 180,
mm-hmm.
where the muttons have been, the mangoes have been, big trigger fish, you know, your beeliners, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And that way I'm staying right there. Because then, I mean, the sailfish action, they've been catching a lot of baleen-sized dolphin and stuff like that.
Right.
So now, as I'm bottom fishing, I'm going to either set a drift line out with a sardine or something on top of the water or something,
right.
and just float it back in the current. You know, I might chum a little bit as far as cutting up, you know.
Might not have to.
Sardines yeah. and stuff like that, you know, and anyhow.
Yeah. And Leon, I heard you chime in about this, and yes, we would absolutely include cobia fishing in, but for the most part, whenever you're deep jigging for cobia like that, it really gets good around 10:30, 11 o'clock. It's not a crack of dawn, and it's, you know what? I have no idea why, but cobia, no matter what time of year it is, they've always been that way.
Late to rise.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you, you have no idea how many times I'll be out there slow trolling, and
right.
At 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'll say, all right, guys, it's time for a cobia to show up, you know. And
but I'm just saying, those hardcore guys that are wanting to bottom fish are not going to wait around till 9 o'clock to catch a cobia. They're just going straight out.
Well, no, I'm saying you could do it on the way in.
Oh, on the way in at 4:30. Hey,
yeah.
That's my point. That's where I was going.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then either one or two things on the way home, you either now you throw a couple of ballyhoos out of the pack so you can pick up your speed coming in, and you'll troll inside the ledge. Because believe it or not, there's a pile of kingfish out there in that 130
I'm sure there
right
is.
Now.
I mean, some of the commercial guys, they didn't even start fishing.
They didn't start fishing
until
now.
December. Yeah.
So yeah. then, and then my day is going to end up somewhere in 100, 120 foot.
Yeah, cobia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm going to give an hour or two just because it's something I don't care whether or not I do or not. But
and it's also according to how many fish you got in the cooler.
Well, that too.
You know,
too.
If you well, Leon, if you've got, you know, 10 muttons and 30 triggers, and look, the last thing I want to do is clean another fish.
Yeah. A cobia really doesn't mean that much to me.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just go home, boys.
Yeah. Let's just go home.
I got my first lesson in cleaning triggers, oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
it's no fun.
I don't want to clean a mess of those darn things.
Those
things are brutal to a fillet.
Yeah, they are. And I'm sure that guys that clean them all the time, you know, they'll get it figured out, the pattern.
You go from the tail to the head when you make the first
incision.
You go backwards on
okay.
them.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You go backwards, and it's easy.
Backwards
it gets
fish.
Right up underneath their scale, and you just rip them. Boof.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As easy as I'll get out. And believe it or not, when you clean them, at least the way I do it, I start from the tail forward, and I'll clean all the way through until I get to the rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll just take the knife, cut off that little piece left holding onto his tail, keep kind of working my way up a little bit, and then just crack him. Lift the fillet up and push it to his
okay.
head,
yeah,
and crack the bone, and then make one more slit, and you clean, and you. That's how I do it.
Okay, I want to see that done.
No problem.
Yep, I want to see that done. So, Leon, but you know, obviously, we all stay pretty much close contact all week about what we're catching and what we're seeing, and fishing wise, Scott and I have been living vicariously through you.
Yep,
and. I have been so jealous. Seriously, I have zero need for a flats boat
Yep.
In July and August, trying to do an inshore charter. Been there, done that, did it for years. Caught fish, but it is brutally hot. But this time of year, man, that is some fun stuff. Some of that video that you have sent us is, I mean, awesome.
Yeah, this week's definitely been a cat's meow of the winter season as the water temperature drops down. You know, I started fishing seriously come Monday, and water temperature then was 63 degrees, and now it's dropped all the way down to 59, which is where I really like the water temperature to drop down. Yep. Redfish are schooling up thick and hard. I mean, you know, today you saw my videos I sent you boys. I didn't make it, but I never even made it to spot A to go fish. I mean, yeah. I was heading south, and I looked at my clients, and I said, we're going back now. And they went, wait, what? Well, what? We just left. And I went, trust me, I just saw the biggest school I've seen all year. And we went back there and just went to pound town on them monsters. And we caught four in a row, released three of them, kept one. And I was like, hey, let's head south and go play around and see what else we can find. And every spot, including that spot you and the four of us went together 2 years ago, that entire bank was loaded again this morning. It was fun, holy cow. Where Scotty and I went together and you guys went north.
Yep.
Lord, the school to the north was something to behold. It was quite impressive, especially in that clean water today.
Even
in the valley, it's finally cleaning up. I mean, it's really impressive to see these fish moving around on these banks right now.
Now, a lot of times when those fish get like that on that bank, schooled up, it's fun to watch them, but sometimes they won't eat.
You're absolutely right, and that happened several times. Oh,
yep.
You know, it was pure Murphy's Law. I set up for a perfect ambush, and lo and behold, a 60-footer came right by and just destroyed me.
Golly.
It looked like Hawaii 5-0. I'm like, I cannot say.
Surf
it's not
that
safe
one.
For the radio what I was screaming.
Oh,
I was just,
that's brutal.
About a foot and a half roller just coming down the bank. I'm like, good God.
Yeah, and you could just watch it start down about 300 yards curling, and you're like,
yep,
done.
And they can feel the pressure.
Oh,
they
sure
felt,
they
and
can.
They're gone.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I watched them sort of picking up speed and picking up speed and picking up speed. I went, they're done. They're done. I mean, they were just a happy pack of like 20 coming down the bank, just all having the moat. We're jumping and freaking out as they were coming down the bank, so they were in that feeding mode. And then old 60-footer freaking Caddyshack came down the bank with full speed. I mean, just throwing full weight.
What's his name? Yeah. Gosh.
Rodney Dangerfield was on the front of that thing just crushing it on me.
Where's the stop button?
I mean, exactly. It was brutal to watch that happen. But there's a lot of fish to be caught in the valley right now. I'm using mud minnows, and oh my God, does Palm Valley have some mud minnows right now. And they got some great shrimp also. You know, some places, you know, got those monstrous shrimp, and that's not what you want. You want the little guys.
Nope. You want the little guys. It's that time of year, man. You want the little guys.
Exactly. You want the little ones, man,
and that's,
because there's plenty of other fish like black drum and sheephead and pompano to be caught in the valley right now.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what
you want. That
you're saying. Perfect. That's what I saw down in St. Augustine on Sunday. That you can see the shrimp popping out, and you can see finally some activity on the banks and stuff like that. At least for us, what we do, and it's like, yep, there it is. So, like our fishery right now, nothing wants a mud minnow. They're not even looking at them.
I know.
They want
I don't ever
shrimp.
Use mud minnows this time of year.
I would never even. How's
your mullet
I mean,
population down there?
On the dead low tide, what I saw on Sunday, there, I'm not saying plenty of them, but I mean I saw little schools. But they look. It's this time of year where they get real wide looking.
Yep.
But it's like 14 fish wide, and that. But it makes it look like it's 100, and they get real high, and they get that waking going, and you look, and you go over there, and you go. You little nine little jokers causing all this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's little patches. I mean, if anything, what I saw on Sunday, which was quite impressive, there was nobody was beating on them either. I thought about it just to get a few to smoke, but good God, the school's a row mullet that came by me.
No kidding.
Going south.
Yeah, they were up here last week. They were thick in the valley. I mean, the mullet boys were having a fiesta up here.
Yeah, there was nobody out Sunday doing it. And, man, I saw three patches. Woo! It got ugly quick. Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nothing running through them?
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope.
No, don't I wish.
They're just steady.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they're just, no, oh, they're, they God. Were steady moving down the bank, but it was, like I said, two out of the three schools were impressive. Yep.
I know that Kirk said that last Saturday on the outdoor show, Leon, that there was some mullet going out of that inlet, and he said the sharks were working them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never saw any of them.
Yeah.
They're way up there. They're up. All these schools I saw was up by Capo.
Oh, okay. I got you, Leon. So, whenever you're fishing for those reds, main ditch like that, you're getting up in front of them. Your favorite presentation, is it a jig head? Is it a float? Is it a split shot? Is it a mud minnow? Live shrimp?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I will do. I have three different methods. Okay. Matter of fact, I got three different baits. Okay. Honestly.
Yep.
I'm going to have a mud minnow ready, I'm going to have a shrimp ready, and I'm going to have a piece of crab ready. And I will have all three baits out there ready to go. And with my clients, I see them, and I set up 50 yards ahead of these fish. When they're coming, they're coming. I'm going to be power pulled down. Transducer is off. The bait well pump is off, just the bubbler. And I'm probably sitting in about 4.5 to 5.5 feet of water, okay?
Yep.
And these fish are moving with the current. And I'm going to tell that client right up front, it totally depends on if the client can, trust in them, giving them the rod, you're going to give them a popping cork, or I'm going to give them a jig. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, listen, you're going to put that bait a minimum of 10 feet in front of them. You can see that school 100 yards away, but you're going to drop that bait at least 10 feet in front. Don't you dare drop it on their head.
No.
If you do that, it's all over, but the crime. And usually, with all the mullet that I've been seeing, I'm going to throw the mud minnow first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and if he passes it, the second client, he's going to fire off that shrimp, okay? And then as a last resort, now I got those two lines out there as those baits are moving. I've got the piece of blue crab on my third rod as an emergency cast. And if that school passes those first two baits, probably they weren't going to eat. But by God, I'm going to fire that little quarter chunk of blue crab out there.
Right.
And if he picks that up, set the hook, hand it to one of them, and clear that line. And that's what I'm going to do.
Are you throwing the cork on the first two?
That's what I was going to say. If it's a small child that I got in the boat, I know that he's never going to feel the pickup of a fish that's swimming towards him. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to take a popping cork, and I'm going to throw it out there. And I'm going to hand it to the kid. I'm going to go, you just watch that float. If it starts swimming, start reeling. That's exactly what I'm going to do with a kid. You know, give him a visual aid so that he can pick up on the bite a lot easier than an adult.
I guess
will.
I'm a little kid because I like to watch the float too.
I'm a big fan of yelling and screaming at people. That's what my charter said to me. Said, man, you like popcorn fishing better? You know,
oh, yes.
Better? I said, hell yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I love it.
I don't care if you're 8 or 80. Watching a float go down is the funnest thing in the world to watch.
Ever.
Yes.
And here's the other thing. I don't care if you're brim fishing or you're tarpon fishing. Watching the float go down is the greatest thing
it's
ever.
Epic.
Yes.
And it
yes.
is. And they'll, you know, then you get to try, you know, clients are like talking back and forth to one another.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, woof, that float will go down. And woof. I said, look here. This ain't talking. Okay. Watch
right.
the damn float. You know.
We've had this conversation before, too. I know we need to take a break. But here's the deal. You watch your cork
yep.
and not mine.
Yep. That's what
all right.
Jim and Phil the other day were watching each other's.
Yeah,
and
they
going,
always do.
What the hell are you doing that for?
You always watch the other guy's float.
Don't
I don't know
worry
why.
About what he does.
I don't know why, but you do.
Just watch his float.
Do
just
you guys run float. Separate colored floats?
Yes.
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 I do too.
Yes.
You got an orange yep. one. You got a chartreuse one. Remember what you got, okay?
But I only throw two popping corks. I only throw two popping. If I got four anglers, I'm only throwing two popping corks.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
Right.
Throw,
and depending throw. On, and it just depends on their ability. Sometimes I can only throw
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Hey, Leon, great conversation, buddy.
All right, guys. You have a great
Good
evening.
Job on your week.
Yeah, man.
We're
great
jealous.
Job. Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, buddy. Captain Leon Dana checking in here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Give us a call.
Yeah.
641-1010 on 1010XL. We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Just let it go. Folks, welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Thursday night edition. Captain Kevin Favor. I'm Captain Scott Shank.
Mm-hmm.
And Brass Monkey. We got some exciting stuff to talk about Moe's now, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I got a...
We got a little texty-text.
Yeah, this is... Hey, look here, Michael. This is like breaking news.
Breaking news. Like, start the breaking news, Mike. Got to get it up. Get it up, Michael.
Yeah,
beep,
yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, this is... So I get a text. Like, okay, I'll tell you. I get a text at 7:21. Two things. Moe's starts breakfast at the St. Augustine location Monday at 6 a.m., to 10:45 a.m.
How about that?
Uh-huh. And they're doing a free breakfast on Monday morning from 7 to 9 for everyone.
Come in there and get you a breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is...
Do we get VIP tickets?
Yeah, we get VIP. We did. We got VIP tickets.
Okay.
So, and this is the St. Augustine location. They don't mention any other locations. They just mentioned the St. Augustine location.
St. Augustine.
But, I mean...
Here it is.
Breaking news.
This is y'all's breaking news music.
That's good.
But how about that?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
A breakfast burrito? Count me in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you damn right.
Uh-huh.
Especially one that's free.
Yeah. We got to do a little drive-by there Monday morning. Like, I got nothing going on. Yeah. What you got going on?
I might be in a tree stand.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I'll tell you how it is.
I want you to tell me how it is. So, yeah, folks, if you're around St. Augustine.
So it's free?
Yeah, it's free.
7 to 9 at the Moe's Southwest Grill in St. Augustine, which is across from Home Depot.
Yes, good answer.
Yeah,
right across from Home Depot in the old Kmart.
Kmart Plaza.
Kind of Kmart Plaza.
Yeah, which is Aldi's and all that now.
Yep.
Put it on your calendar, man. I mean, from 7 to 9, you go in there and get a free breakfast?
Burrito, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go talk to Chip. Chip's in for free.
Oh, yeah.
You want to meet me for breakfast?
I might be in a tree stand Monday also.
Damn, y'all ain't no fun. Y'all leave a little fat man around to do all this food testing stuff.
All the free stuff.
Yeah. What the hell?
I'll join you.
There you go.
Good. At least I got a breakfast buddy.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Great idea. What's going on, Cap Chip?
Not a whole lot. Just doing some troubleshooting and trying to figure out the issue with the boat. So there's a reason I have a great mechanic, and I'll wait on him.
That video on Monday was hysterical.
You know, it just – I'm knocking on everything, wood, whatever. Yep. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been towed in.
Yep.
But I've certainly been towed in before.
No, I can't say that. I got towed in July.
Yeah.
It's happened to me twice since I've been doing it, you know, and it's just one of those weird things that's gone wrong. So, you know, it's nothing major, but, you know, your motor won't run if it doesn't have enough volts.
Right.
So, you know,
it's a bad cable
don't
somewhere.
That. So, yeah, it's bad cable. But
it's just a lead.
So it's not a lead, it's the actual cables. The Yamaha cables are notorious for it.
Oh, so it's cracked somewhere up the line?
No, they wick inside, and you guys usually don't have boats that long. So,
right,
you know,
yeah. So if you get, so what you're saying is like if you just get like a little tiny crack in the outside, the plastic, and it gets corrosion on the inside that you can't see,
yeah,
then it'll – okay.
It'll start wicking up the whole line.
Right.
You know, I mean, but we pulled Monday. I got to fish Monday, and we pulled it off, and it, you know, it was a great day on the water, you know, and I've got a bunch of clients ready to go when I get back, you know, from Georgia, and boat's running again, and it is what it is, you know. we broke down. He looked at me, he said, what do you want to do? I go, I want to fish. We're here. We'll get towed now, back in. I got a 36 volt trolling motor. Let's rock, you know.
Yeah.
So and well, as
Kevin
Leon
didn't know what
said,
happened.
There's fish pushing everywhere. So, you know, there's fish all over the bank. There's black drum everywhere, big ones too. You know, so the bite's really good. So what'd you say, Scotty? I'm sorry.
You didn't tell him the whole story. He had an editor on the boat for saltwater
sportsmen. I knew the whole story.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I knew it before you did there.
Okay, well, that's fine. I know you live together.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No.
When he said it was like, ah, damn.
You know, of all times to break down, though.
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah, you got...
He looked at me. He's like, you handled that well. I'm like, what else am I going to do? Jump out and swim? I mean, you know, it's like, we're here to fish. Let's fish, you know. And it was funny because it was no boat traffic that day. None at all. I'm like, literally, we fished for 2.5 hours and did not see another boat.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait a second. This is kind of spooky. Are you still down there, Leon? He's like, yeah, we're down. I'm like, okay. He's like, we're stuck, but we're here.
He's stuck. You're broke down. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Those pictures of Leon were hysterical.
Absolutely hilarious.
It was funny. You know, somebody's like, yeah, Wingo doesn't spend any money on fuel. And I was like, yeah, that's great. But, you know, the bite's been good. So I'm excited to get back out there. As we've been talking the last couple of weeks about the temperatures dropping and all the fish firing off, you know, and it's right now. So, and this weekend, I think people are going to have a blast out there.
Yeah.
I mean, offshore, inshore.
We always talk about this, and it doesn't matter whether it's summertime, wintertime, fall, whatever. But especially this time of year, when you get stable weather, stable.
A few days in a row.
It's epic, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always talk about, you know, Chip will ask us, hey, what's your favorite time of year to fish? Well, I can't nail that down, but I can tell you that give me a November, December day when it's blowing southwest at 1 to 2, and I've got a low tide at 10:30 in the morning.
Yep. And clear water.
And clear water. I don't know that it gets much better than that around here, Chip, because first off, like you said, There's very few people fishing, you know, and the fishing is fantastic, you know, and you usually can get bait, you know, because the weather's stable, you know.
Yep. It is. I mean, outside of fishing in between, because what, Chip, we dealt with that last month. You didn't get one day.
Right, exactly.
To be stable.
Blowing
northeast. Either blowing or then here we come to another front. Then it turns around, blows south at 30, and, you know, I mean, it's like you couldn't get it. But, man, this week right here, woo-hoo, Lord.
Yeah. Chip, and, you know, we did it a couple of years ago when we all went out when we didn't have charters. And, again, sight casting for any kind of fish is fun.
Uh-huh.
All right? I don't care if I'm sight casting for a mullet. But, man, you get those big schools of reds coming down the bank and you're, you know, that's fun, man. You know, when
a boat, it doesn't matter. I could be in Chip's boat or be in my boat.
Yeah.
It's something that you can still fish for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and then especially with us, you know, I mean, with solid T-tops, I mean, if you could put somebody small up there on that T-top and be the looker outer, it could get really fun.
Yeah, the looker outer. Yeah,
is that a Scottyism?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I mean, it's good stuff, man. And it's this time of year. Again, we talked about this last week about those extremely low tides we were having, and how to find spots and what to look for. Well, here's another one. You know, when you get a low tide early in the morning and there's no wind blowing, just run down the bank.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you know what you're looking for, you know, and if those fish are there, they're going to be there at other times too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hump them up, give them an hour, come on back. They'll be right. They'll be on that same bank.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, they were doing the backing, the rolling, the
pit, everything. That's so much fun.
Oh, man.
You know, it looks like a bunch of kids up there playing, and you're just like, oh. And you're right. There were schools that wouldn't bite. I mean, we threw everything at them and then went to the next school and fish would bite. So, you know, it's so beautiful out there, too. I mean, when you get that slick water early morning.
And it's not like hot.
Yeah, no mat.
You got a light jacket on and some jeans. Oh.
Oh, I've been wanting to go, but it just ain't had the time.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. It's been honeydew week for Captain Kevin.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
So, and I'm just about over it. Well, actually, I am over it. And I'm ready to either get back in the woods or get back on the water, one or the other. Yep. So.
Yeah, it's time to get sheephead fishing.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yep. All right, buddy. Great job, Chip.
All right, guys. Have an awesome week.
Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
641-1010, 641. We got one more small segment to go here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010 XL. Kemp Scott, and I'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Little Billy Joel.
Little Billy.
How about that? I haven't heard that in a while.
Piano Man is probably the best song he ever made.
He had a lot of good songs.
Come on, man. Really?
I mean, I love the song. I love the song. But, the Italian restaurant, I can't remember the exact name of it. It was something like that. And Vienna, I think I would put just above that. But that's three for me.
Okay.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
All right, look.
Probably still is. Anyway, yes.
Look, yeah.
We really never got your answer. You asked me. I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
You're going offshore, so what are you bringing? What are you
going
to do?
Oh, first thing I'm doing is going to look for bait.
Okay.
I am going to bring bait, but I'm going to give it a shot. All right. So I'm going to run to one of the big wrecks, local, where we would catch normal bait.
Which this time of year, folks, probably going to be 15, 17 miles.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it 30 minutes. If it's not there, then I'm going to go. And just same as you, I'm going to go straight to 140, 120, 140 feet. Something like that. I don't fish out there much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not my time of year.
I get it.
Very seldom have I ever bottom fished myself anything over 100 feet. Okay. I mean, I got a gazillion numbers in 60 to 80 feet, So it's for me this time of year, honestly, I probably would lean more on you or Jeff Stamm people who do it more than I do. I mean, I don't even have any numbers out there, but now I got plenty of numbers to go cobia fishing.
Right.
At 100 feet, so I could certainly do that this time of year.
I get it. But with the resurgence or however you want to put it of all these mutton snappers that
are crazy.
Still here.
I
never remembered any. I mean, I've fished out of here all my life, and I don't. We used to catch like one, and hell, we caught it at the big wreck, and he was 14, 17 inches or what. But now all of a sudden, here comes Stan rolling in with 15, 18, pounders.
And Kirk had pictures of his buddies out of Mayport with the same fish. And I'm like, holy crap.
And mangoes?
Unbelievable.
They're not catching a bunch, but
they're still catching
six or eight mangoes a trip, too. So
yeah.
It's like, you always consider that like a June, July, maybe into
That's
August
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Look
at this, though. We've always considered cobia April and May.
True.
And all of a sudden, there's a lot of things to do out there in December and January and February that we're finding out.
It's hard to flip.
Yeah. Anyhow, good stuff.
Folks, don't forget, Monday morning, see you at Moe's.
Yeah, Moe's at St. Augustine. Free breakfast from 7 to 9.
And saying hello to everybody and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good stuff. But make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10. We'll all be there, myself, Captain Kirk Waltz, Jeff Loggeman. And we'll be talking fishing and hunting and getting everybody caught up. And look, folks, the forecast.
Phenomenal.
The fishing forecast, the weather forecast for the next 3 days, it might be just as good as it gets for the rest of the year.
I have to agree.
You know, it might be.
This might be the only shot.
Yeah, so if you...
You're talking mid-70s.
Yeah, yeah, 70s. Saturday might... The ramp might look like July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yep. And we will be 8 to 9... Next Thursday, and then the following weeks will be 8 to 9 on Wednesdays due to Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Yep. Thanks, folks. Y'all have a great evening. See ya.
See ya.